A little moment to indulge the extravaganza that was WrestleMania 35 yesterday at MetLife Stadium. The dream is to get your employer to send you to WrestleMania and pretend that it's work. Max Lafton, who works over the next desk from me at Fox Sports, managed to achieve this fiendish feat. Max, welcome to SEN.
Jared, I'm going to retire at 26.
You've peaked early. Tell me, what was the show like?
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know how many things really need to go to for 7.5 hours.
But not it was many.
Still spectacular. And WWE does just spectacle better than any other company. 16 matches, and it was fantastic because all the good guys won, which is what you want to see. WrestleMania is really the season finale of wrestling for the year, and all the people that the fans have really wanted to see got over the line, including some Australians, which was fantastic.
So tell us about the Iconics.
The Iconics, they're just two girls in their 20s from Sydney. They grew up together. They were in high school together. They got into wrestling together. They've been trying so hard for so many years to get to this point. WWE is kind of like an iceberg. You see right at the pinnacle when they get to WrestleMania, but all the work is underneath. And now I believe they're the first born and bred Aussies to win at WrestleMania, which is incredible. Peyton Royce, one of the girls who won yesterday, she couldn't afford to get a bus to work 4 years ago growing up in Sydney, and now she's a tag team champion at WrestleMania. It doesn't really get any better.
Were you backstage in the aftermath of that?
Yeah, look, they were still in shock probably 2 hours later. Yes, it's predetermined. I'm sure you'll get plenty of messages about that, and everyone knows all that, but it's not about that they won the championships. It's about that they've gotten to live their dream. They are so close. They are best friends and more, and they got to do all this together, and the camaraderie in the backstage was incredible too. One of the competitors from their match actually drove past in a golf cart as I was interviewing them and congratulated them and cheered for them. That's how much friendship there is backstage these days.
Did the main event, the all-female main event, which was much touted and the huge build-up, did it have a controversial finish?
Well, it's wrestling, so of course it did. So Ronda Rousey was pinned at the end by Becky Lynch, the man who's sort of the Stone Cold Steve Austin of a new generation. But Ronda's shoulder was up during the three count. And as always with wrestling, we're not sure whether this was on purpose or not. Was she supposed to kick out? Was she making a mistake, a botch, as you call it in wrestling? What it will do is set up a match down the road, I'm sure, when Ronda comes back. She broke her hand in that match for real and will be away for some time. But that did leave a bit of an interesting taste in people's mouths, all the speculation you love to have around wrestling.
Max Lawton from Fox Sports, who's covering WrestleMania 35. Now, walk me through each category here, Max. Best match?
Yes. Kofi Kingston winning the WWE Championship against Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan's one of the best wrestlers on the planet, and Kofi lived up to that billing as well. He's been around for 11 years. He's one of the first African-American champions, world champions in some time. It was a fantastic story and a fantastic match.
The best finisher?
So Shane McMahon, the son of Vince, he had a match, as he has wanted to do, and he's also wants to jump off high things. So against The Miz, they sort of climbed to the top of the camera structure where they filmed everything and did a suplex right off the edge, which the way they shot it was so brilliant, it looked like he was falling off the edge of the earth. But, of course, it was about 2 metres on this fresh mat. But it looked fantastic.
Best entrance?
Charlotte Flair, the daughter of Ric Flair, the Nature Boy. So in 1986, the Great American Bash, Charlotte, North Carolina, he came to the stadium in a helicopter. It's iconic. Charlotte did the same thing at MetLife last night. It was also iconic.
Best monologue, best diatribe, best vocal performance?
Ooh, Elias's performance on the guitar was very good, but I have to say Hulk Hogan as a surprise return. He hasn't been on sort of main WWE TV for a while. 5 years ago, he was at WrestleMania. He got the name of the stadium wrong, and he did it again last night, which was fun.
And the best moment in all?
Ooh, so wrestling can get a bit hardcore sometimes. And Triple H, he had a match against Batista, who people might know from Guardians of the Galaxy, also a wrestler from back in the day. And Triple H got some pliers and pulled out Batista's nose piercing. As one does.
As one does. Out of 10, what did you give the show?
Well, I'd give it a 7.5. It's always great to be at a WrestleMania. It was very long. That did sort of hurt some of the matches. The crowd, you could feel they were tired. Becky Lynch winning in the main event. Everyone was so excited about that. But they also rushed out the door because the last train was 15 minutes after that. So that's a good one.
So, and this is the controversy in the aftermath for real, is that people were stranded for hours and hours and hours because the train shut down too early.
Yeah, people were stuck till 3 a.m. still waiting for a train. There were thousands and thousands of people trying to get an Uber. That was clearly a mistake. It was a bit of a kerfuffle there. Luckily, there was a bus to get home from.
And tell me, Max, where are you right now? Because I can hear it in the background.
Someone's coming out right now. I'm at the Barclays Centre in Brooklyn, Monday Night Raw. The night after WrestleMania is always probably the biggest Raw of the year. It's their weekly TV show. Very exciting. And already tonight, there's a champion versus champion match been set up for the main event from two of the winners from last night. So the show just keeps on rolling one night after their biggest night of the year.
And how much merchandise have you bought, Max? Be honest.
I've probably already got my fill. I already have probably a dozen wrestling shirts at home, so thankfully I hadn't needed to stock up. But it's been a prolific trade, I'll say that.
Good man, Max. Thanks for having some fun with us from WrestleMania.
Good fun, Joe. Cheers.
Well done. Max Lawton, who's covered it for Fox Sports. His piece was published yesterday. Good on him, talking Fox Sports into sending him over to cover it. I presume we'll twist Hutchie's arm one day to go and broadcast from WrestleMania at some stage before we're all finished. Daniel in Romsey's going to restore a bit of sense. Daniel, welcome.
Thank you, Jared. How are you?
Very well.
I just wanted to talk about Brad Scott and North Melbourne. Now, normally through the year, a coach gets the sack. He's got to be the first one to go this year, doesn't he?
I wouldn't have thought so, but if that's your view, then that's okay.
Well, he just seems to be able to deter all the attention off their team, which is also 0-3, but you don't seem to hear as much about them as you do Carlton and Melbourne. And it's just amazing how he does it year in, year out. Do you think they're underperformed?
I want to just see a bit more of North Melbourne. I didn't have high expectations for them this year. I think there was a legitimate chance the year everybody thought they would have last year, they would have this year, and that's how it started. So 0-3 is not a total surprise when you had a look at how they were lining up. So let's see what happens next. As they'll get to a point, they're obviously not Melbourne, who were preliminary finalists and have started 0-3, and Carlton need to start winning at some point. But they're clearly on the watch list. As I don't think they've escaped the scrutiny. If you watched the TV shows last night, it was fairly intense in patches. Oscar Ellen has re-signed at the Eagles until the end of 2022. So pick 13 from the 2017 draft, getting a look at it at the moment. He's recommitted to the Eagles. We'll have the morning wrap next.